The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 3-2 in conference and 5-3 overall. Iowa has a bye this week before visiting Penn State on November 5th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you'd like to make some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. We're coming off a tough loss to a good Wisconsin team. It was really a hard-fought game. Both sides very physical. So we're trying to pull things back together here, taking this week off right now to try to get our guys, keep them moving, and hopefully make some improvement this week as a team, yet also be smart about it so we can be prepared for the last 4 weeks. And so we'll try to balance both those two things and turn our attention to our next opponent next week.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Legacy, Land of 10.
Hey, Kirk. Was wondering if you had any injury updates on the guys along the offensive line and with George Kittle at tight end.
Yeah, I think, George played Saturday sparingly, but played. Cole Croston played. Boone Myers didn't. So, we're hoping that we'll have all those guys back. We got a couple other guys that played that aren't, haven't been full speed, but that's one of the goals this week. Hopefully we can get guys caught up a little bit so we're in better health next time we're up.
Awesome. And then Jaleel's played pretty well the last several games. What do you think's been the key with his kind of turnaround the last couple games?
I think he's played pretty good all season long. Nobody's perfect out there, but he's made a lot of good plays for us in terms of sacks, pressures, that type of thing. But playing well at that position goes well beyond that, and I think he's really had a good senior year thus far, and for us to be successful in this coming month, it's going to be really imperative all of our best players play their best football, and I think Joel's doing that, so hopefully he can continue and maybe build on that, and hopefully some other guys will follow his lead.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Luke Meredith, Associated Press.
Hey, Kirk, I was wondering if, beyond getting guys healthy during the bye, is this a time for you and your staff to sort of recalibrate what you're doing and maybe what can go better, especially on the offensive side?
Well, yeah, we try to do that every week. But one nice thing about a bye week, it affords you considerably more time. We're not game planning right now, or game prepping. So certainly gives you time to look deeper at what you're doing and really reassess where your team's at. The other obvious thing is you know a lot more about your team 8 weeks into it than you did prior to, and have a chance to factor in things that you maybe didn't anticipate or couldn't anticipate. So, yeah, no question, and that's a big part of this week for us as a coaching staff. Just really look at everything that we're doing offensively, special teams and defense, and just see what we can't do to do a little bit better because, right now we've come up short 3 times and we'd certainly like to close that gap.
Your next question is from Mark Emmerich, Des Moines Register.
Hey, Kirk. Obviously, it hasn't been the season that CJ probably expected or you expected out of him. What have you seen out of him? Does he look like the same quarterback as last year, or have you seen some regression there?
Yeah, I think really the question is about our offense, in my mind, and certainly the quarterback's an integral part of that. But yeah, I think CJ's doing fine. We're not playing well enough right now to win. Three times we've come up short. So, there's some things that factor into that, whether it's injuries, graduation, et cetera. But we're 8 weeks into it now, and we've got to find some answers so we can be more productive in the coming 4 weeks. But quarterbacks, in my opinion, usually get way too much blame and they get way too much credit, typically, and for what's going on. And there's no question he played well last year. I think he's playing pretty well right now. But we've just got to do a better job of supporting him and try to move forward. And as I mentioned in the last call, or to the last question about Jaleel, if we're going to be successful in November, all of our best players have to play their best, and then we've got to help those guys around them too, because a defensive tackle and a quarterback aren't going to win the game for you. Not alone, at least.
Yeah, Yeah, and what role does Greg Davis play in that? I mean, what's your assessment of him so far?
Greg's the offensive coordinator, so he plays a big role. But you know what we do offensively, defensively, and special teams wise, it's a staff effort, and you know I'm involved in that too. So we're all working together, and you know coordinators certainly share responsibility. The head coach has the most responsibility, so. Yeah, you know, there's nothing new there, and through good times and bad times, we all work together and try to find good solutions and you know ways to be better successful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, I was wondering, in your mind, do you think the bye week came too late? Could you have used it a little bit earlier, maybe?
You know, first of all, I mean, we don't have a choice, so it really doesn't matter, you know, how you feel about things. And, I'm not sure there's a perfect time or not. You know, from an injury standpoint, yeah, maybe earlier would have helped us a little bit better or been more beneficial. But, you know, you can't predict those things. So, you know, we just live with it, and, you know, we'll try to maximize it. The big thing is this is the week that we have it. And, you know, those are something you can't control, but what we do during this week and how we can make it work for us. That's a big thing. That's the most important thing going on right now.
Sure. In talking about recalibrating, I guess, what's your balance between work and rest with all the guys you have injured?
Yeah, I mean, recalibrating wasn't necessarily my word, but, you know, I think it's not a bad word. You know, and that is the age-old question. I think part of that kind of goes back to your first point. At least in my opinion, you look at it, if this had come a couple weeks earlier, then we'd probably do it a little bit differently. But I think when you get 7-8 games into the season, I think you got to be really careful about how much you ask of your team physically. And yeah, I think it's, you know, some law of economics, you know, less is more, all that jazz. And I think this time of year it's probably that way. So we're trying to be very, very careful what we ask the guys to do physically. Yet there's a lot of mental work that can be done. And certainly as a staff, you know, we can go full speed in terms of, you know, just really taking time, advantage of this time to, you know, evaluate where we're at and what we can do as we move forward.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.